morning and it's not Halloween anymore.
It's November.
Put away your candy corn. Oh my god, it is November now. Happy birthday, Olivia.
Olivia, happy birthday. Woo.
I see you're listening to Lana Del Rey right now, though.
That's fair. Yeah. It's your birthday. Don't you want, you know?
Really good song, okay, too, by the way.
Okay,
Oh, yeah. It's time to Rivendell and leave. But thank you so much for listening to our two listeners. And maybe there are a few shy people who didn't want to say they were listening, but really were. Which, oh, wait. No, never mind. Yeah.
Three people.
Oh my god.
Okay. Good night.
Good morning. Good morning.
Bye.
Bye. In a cold, but I wonder sometimes what I'm missing. Oh, my heart, blood's been burning for so many summers now. It's time to cool it down, wherever that leads. 'Cause all the beautiful girls, they will fade like the roses. And all the times they will change, it'll all come around. I don't know. Maybe I'm the stone that the nails sell on. Maybe I
Harrison, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Trust Freeform Radio. I'm gonna call out somebody real quick. Whoever destroyed the stylus in the studio, nice going. I honestly couldn't tell if that was the record because it just sounds like that. But I'm gonna leave it to Auden to kick us off while I hook up some music that isn't broken. Reveal yourself, destroyer of the stylus.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I guess I'll just read a quote real quick from Terry Geezer Butler in 1995. Saying, we just wanted to be heavier than everybody else. I think that depicts our troubles with the stylus very much so. There was no balance there. I really did think that little crackling noise was like some rain in the background of the track, but that was false. So yeah, that's broken, but we're going to hook up the laptop real quick. Happy Halloween, everybody. I guess actually... we go on just as Halloween is ending.
Nah, it's still Halloween.
It's still Halloween.
I don't care what anybody says. It's not Halloween. It's still Halloween until the sun comes up.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
We're very disoriented.
Yeah, that was quite surprising. I mean, we barely got that record on, and then there you go. We had some candy out on our porch tonight. That's not nice. So many. I mean, compared to the hometown, the Somerville Halloween's a little lackluster. I'm not going to lie. I think maybe next year... I'll try to do some advertising and really get the people to show out, but
All right. Yeah. Pretend the first 5 minutes didn't happen. We're starting now. This is Black Sabbath by Black Sabbath.
Thank you.
Shout out the literal birth of an entire genre and a million subgenres.
And a million demons.
This is literally, it's like, it's so crazy. I can't think of a single other song that I can just so easily pin as like, yeah, this started a genre. Like, I feel like a lot of stuff, it's less clear. This is like, oh yeah, that one song. There's like, you can hear all the like metal, like blueprints right there.
It was cool. It's like a cool, I don't know.
You know how?
It's like that, like, it's one of those like very theatrical songs, you know, like you feel the like real performance happening. It's cool.
You know how they got that guitar tone?
How?
So when Tony Iommi was 17, he chopped off two of his fingertips in a steel mill.
Oh no.
In what's the name of it? It's the English capital where all the, you know, Birmingham. Yeah. Birmingham. And so he played with a thimble on his finger.
Yeah, and the vibrations. Yeah.
It's cool. Cool little story.
People be chopping off their fingers way too much these days, man.
I know.
Deli slicers, working in steel mills. It's just everybody.
Oh, we don't know anybody who chopped off their finger in a deli. What are you talking about?
Oh, right. Yeah.
That never happened.
Not yet. That's going to be my Halloween costume next year. I'm just going to walk around. It's going to be like Edward Scissorhands, but just deli slicers. That's like really dangerous.
I like that. All right, let's keep the music going since we lost 5 minutes to that unfortunate start of the show.
Yeah.
This is Transdermal Celebration by Ween.
Yeah, we'll discuss it after.
We'll discuss it after. Transdermal. We'll be right back. So I saw Ween on Saturday.
I was going to say, you know, it'd be really cool, like, if I listened to that, but it was like 3 more hours of just Ween discography.
Yeah, Transdermal Celebration in particular was really, really good live.
Would you say it was the best Roadrunner show that you've been to? Like, it's hard, because all of them have been really good.
The 3 Roadrunner shows I've gone to are probably, like, top 5 concerts of all time for me.
Yeah.
Like legitimately. Denzel's probably the best rap concert I've ever been to.
Yeah.
LCD Sound System speaks for itself.
Yeah.
And then this was just really, really cool. And it was same environment to a Dead Lot and, like, a Dead Pit. And, like, everybody there is wearing steelies and doing nitrous. And never been a bunch of people are on, you know, hard drugs. And it was a good environment.
Yeah. No, it's, like Tufts.
Yeah, and a bunch of people were in costume, too, which was really fun. It was
that
fun
is
to go
true, yeah. I feel like the Hollow Weekend aspect of that show was definitely huge.
I was going to wear the Lebowski cardigan, but it was, like, it's wool, and I was going to be in a concert venue with that for 3 hours. And plus, I bumped into, like, 2 other guys wearing it.
I always do that. I always show up, I'm like, oh, I'm going to be online, like, it's going to be so cold. So, like, I wear a hoodie.
I know, it's the worst.
And then I'm like, oh, what do I do with this now? Like,
it's the Boston predicament.
Except, you know what, it keeps protecting me. Like at the Denzel show, like there's all these sweaty guys in their tank tops, and like I was protected. I felt protected.
Somebody wrote on the red.
Oh man.
No,
and they wrote stop writing on the red. So.
Yeah. Oof.
Whatever.
Yeah. But yeah, Ween, if they're ever in town, I would highly recommend go seeing them if you like even vaguely listen to their music.
It's all fun, right? It's all like,
I mean,
it's fun.
Quebec's like insanely depressing if you listen to the lyrics, but all the music is so upbeat that like you just wouldn't be able to tell. Like they have a song like Zoloft is like one of the most like upbeat songs, but it's about like not wanting to take SSRIs.
Yeah.
Both of them were getting divorced when they wrote that. My other favorite Ween fact is that in the vinyl for the pod, they credit like furniture cleaner. They were apparently huffed three cans of furniture cleaner while making the album.
I'm not surprised.
I mean, it feels like Pork Girl Again Cheese or Dr. Rock. It like makes sense.
Yeah, they're pretty nuts.
All right, let's keep it going. So tell us about your little, your family's situation on Halloween.
Right. So earlier tonight, I don't know, I think they went on at like 7 or something. But yeah, the porch was all set up. I got to see it this weekend.
Nice.
They decided to come on, I think, Friday with a bunch of plywood and build an extension to my house's porch. So it was like, I don't even know, like 30 extra square feet, probably more, 50 extra square feet of like stage space, because it was a pretty big act this year. And so they did the Violent Femmes and the Go-Go's. So we'll listen to a little bit of both of them.
Ooh.
As a little homage. But yeah, I haven't even gotten any videos yet. Like I wish I had like some sort of knowledge of how it went, but I'm sure it went well. It's always, you know, it's the big block party. There's like 1,000 kids that come to trick or treat. We drop like $300 on Costco candy bags. So it's a big night. It's a big night for North Dutchess Street.
Massive.
Yeah.
I remember Cheese's family used to do a similar thing on the street next to us. They'd like close it down. They'd have like hot dog carts out and stuff and kegs on the street and all the adults are out partying and everybody's trick-or-treating.
No, you have the keg at the across the street. And then the past like 3 years, this is actually the first year I haven't done it in a while. But for the past 3 years, I had the crepe stand going.
That's crazy.
So I was like out there in like an apron. I think I even had a chef's hat 1 year.
I believe it.
And I was like making crepes to order. Like my mom would like grate like 3 pounds of Gruyere cheese. And like I made the batter the night before so it could sit for like 24 hours, and I had the buckwheat one.
Oh, you
and I had
the regular. Seriously.
Yeah, no, that like it's legit.
I still can't believe Mr. Crip doesn't have buckwheat. That's really weird.
Yeah,
it's very strange. Okay, but though we got Blister in the Sun by the Violent Femmes.
Yeah, let's listen to it.
Walking, I strut my stuff, and I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite. my stuff, and I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check to burn. When I'm out walking, I strut my stuff, and I'm so strung out. And I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check to burn. Body and beats, I stain my sheets, I don't even know why. My girlfriend, she's at the end, she is starting to cry. When I'm walking, stop, and I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check you out. Let me go on, like I blister in the sun. Let me go on.
The Go-Go's.
Yeah.
I think I might have preferred the Go-Go's to the Violent Femmes. Actually, I don't know if I'm allowed to say
that. I don't know. Our Lips Are Sealed is kind of a banger.
It is. It is definitely a banger. I don't want to like take sides because I know that the band politics in Irvington around Halloween time are pretty crazy. So, you know, I don't want to take preference.
You sound like you're from like a made-up town.
Yeah, the band politics around Halloween, man.
Like, Irvington doesn't seem real. It seems like a psyop or something.
It's really not. It's not real. It's like a Black Mirror town. There's always, you know,
that makes sense.
Something going on behind the scenes.
Got something really cool. Now, this is gonna be one of my favorite things I've ever played.
Give it an introduction. I'm very excited about this. Proper introduction.
So, the Dead are known for playing Halloween shows. They try to do it every year, and it's just kind of like a fun thing. They have like costume contests, and everybody shows up, and it's fun, right? So it turns out that a few days before their 1991 Halloween show, their longtime West Coast like booker died in a helicopter accident, a freak thing. Dude was like not young, but he wasn't like on death's door or anything. And so And the thing about the Dead is that all these people are like interconnected. The dude wasn't just like their tour manager and booker. He was like friends with like all of these people. So yeah. it was a pretty like big loss, right? And so Ken Kesey, the Merry Prankster himself, who wrote One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and some other pretty influential like literature from this time, comes on stage in the middle of this song and eulogizes the guy and talks about some stuff that I'll give context to afterwards. I think it's better to hear it first. But yeah, this is Dark Star. It's not 40 minutes long like most of them are. It's only like 8, which is good because I can finally play one on air because it's really cool. And yeah, and then Ken Kesey comes in, does some talking, song ends, and then yeah. So we'll do that. PSA, I'll talk about a little bit what Kesey said, and then we'll move on with the rest of the show.
Yeah.
sea. And when I got the message, I thought of two things. I thought of my son going over a cliff and Bill Graham sending $1,000 to put a thing up on the hill that points in all directions in Oregon so you can always find your direction on the top of that hill. And I thought of one more thing. It's a little heavy, but that's what it's about. Nobody else reaches across the distance and puts their hand on your shoulder about this shit. And that's good, man, for a long time, reaching across. When you guys played Broken Down Palace at that gig, I knew, shit, this is the great man telling me about my son. It's as big a time as it gets. The hard thought, the final thought, which is that we ain't many. In any given situation, there's always going to be more dumb people than smart people. We ain't many. And the second thought was this poem by E. Cummings. Simple old poem that goes, Buffalo Bill is defunct. Jesus, he was a handsome man. He used to ride on a white horse and shoot clay pigeons. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, just like that. And what I want to know is how do you like your blue-eyed boy now, Mr. Death?
And now, for our ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let you do it to yourself. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends.
I hope that some hectic jamming in the background made that PSA more engaging.
I could not read that for my life. Oh my God. Wow, that was
so difficult. I'm just gonna read this passage from this guy. This guy on Instagram posts like every day, he posts like a story about the band. And so this was like what he posted.
Every day this guy posts? Wow.
Yeah. And so here's what we got. Shortly after the first verse of Dark Star, merry prankster Ken Kesey emerges from behind the stage, dressed in a black tuxedo with tails and a monumental top hat of at least a foot and a half high. It makes him look like a cross between a funeral director and a circus ringmaster. Acting as a shaman that he was during the acid tests of the 60s, Kesey delivers a short but chilling eulogy for Bill Graham while the band continues jamming behind him.
Now, I'm picturing the tuxedo with the top hat, with the tails.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find a photo of this. It's like the video is really dark, but... Yeah. So my favorite part of that story is that Ken Kesey's son died in a tragic bus accident. He was coming back from a wrestling meet. The bus caught some black ice and then fell off a cliff, right?
Yeah.
So after he died, Bill Graham, the guy who the eulogy was for, spent a bunch of money to go put up a memorial where right. The bus crashed and it pointed in every direction. So it was like, if you're there, you can always find your way home. Yeah. It was like the point of the memorial. And the dead... When his son died, Ken Kesey ended up going to a show about a week later, and the closer is Broke Down Palace, which is just like this really sweet song about, like, you know, coming home and loving your family and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so they play it and the entire band is turned and looking at his family who's like sitting up in a booth and the crowd is silent because everybody knows what happened. Everybody knows Kesey's there.
Yeah.
And so the version, I've wanted to play the version before, but it's like, it's really chilling to hear.
Yeah.
And I think that it just highlights this aspect of how these people were like so close and family. And it's just, it's really cool to see them kind of like banding together during hardships and
yeah, stuff like cool. that. It's a different time, right?
Yeah. I mean, that was 91, so that's pretty late in the band's life.
Yeah.
That's like a dark star too for the 90s. I'm getting texts from somebody. I can't say that on air, Ethan.
I don't know.
William, watch yourself. That's all I'll say. Be William, smart, man.
Watch yourself.
Yeah. So, ladder safety, though. That's crazy.
Yeah. Honestly, that was unexpected. Especially with the jamming. I don't know how Ken Kesey did it, man.
And he was tripping.
Imagine doing that. Actually, though, imagine like giving a eulogy in front of thousands of people, and then you just have like the Grateful Dead behind you that are just
yeah.
like,
I mean, if
jamming.
One flew over. I mean, Kesey's an incredible author. Yeah. Like, yeah, if anybody was going to pull it off, it was going to be him.
Yeah, I'm not quite the orator that he is, but yeah.
But still. It's crazy. And I listened to the rest of the show today while I was doing stuff, and it's really good. So if you like enjoyed that, check out 103191. It's good stuff. But up next, we got some Cure, because I really like the Cure's darker stuff, and I think it's good on Halloween.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. What do you guys know about pornography? This is Cold off of the Cure's album Pornography.
We'll be right back.
That was Cold by The Cure.
Yeah. That might have been a little scarier than Black Sabbath. I was like a little nervous. It was giving me a little like Stranger Things, like the when they, you know, they do the upside down thing. It's like the little.
I've watched two episodes of Stranger Things. So it was like some of the most boring TV I've ever seen. So I didn't continue.
Yeah, but they do have some scary stuff in there.
Yeah.
Or that was like the I watched The Watcher with Addie because we were really bored, and we had just finished watching the Jeffrey Dahmer thing, and Yeah,
I'm just happy Kate Bush finally got a top 10 hit because of Stranger Things.
There you go. Yeah,
Running Up That Hill is an absolute banger.
I know, but the rest of her stuff is so. I don't know. It's like,
so good, Auden.
Some of it is like really like I don't know.
It's Baroque pop. It's really meant to be weird.
No, it's cool. It's just yeah. I don't know if I can see myself jamming out to many more tracks than that. Yeah, no, we were watching the Jeffrey Dahmer thing, and then like Netflix was like, "Oh, hey, you should watch The Watcher." That thing was, oh my God. Addie, we had to put, because he's in the basement and he's got that one window that just like straight from the driveway into his room. Like that's it. And there was like one of the episodes ended with like this super creepy looking woman just like smiling in a window. And we finished watching it at like 4 a.m. And he was like, I can't go to sleep tonight. Like, there's just no way.
Based on real life events.
Oh, it's so dumb. Dude, it's so dumb. We watched, like, the BuzzFeed. Really we watched, like, the BuzzFeed Unsolved for it before, too. And, like, none of this happened at all.
Yeah, Bobby Cannavale's in it. He's good. I've seen him in a play.
No, the acting was, like, decent by some of the actors, but some of it was pretty.
Mia Farrow is in this?
Dude, it's like, whatever. It's a Netflix. Like,
she's still doing work?
It's like a Netflix thing. But I don't know. Crazy. But okay. There was that one thing where the woman's in the window and we had to like board up his windows. So that's what that song got me going on.
Gotcha. So what do we have? We have a request next.
Oh, we have
one
requests.
Of our listeners.
Oh, great. One of our two listeners, Colin or Ethan.
Oh, it's Colin.
There you go.
What do you know about Kevin Gates?
Everything. More than I should.
I can't even.
Hello? What the deal? Bitch. I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the beaches and one for the dough. I'm ring, ring, ringing. Count money while it ring, ring, ringing. Trap jumping, I'm ring, ring, ringing. I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the beaches and one for the dough. Think I need two more. Lamp up and I'm ring, ring, ringing. Count money while it ring, ring, ringing. Trap jumping, I'm ring, ring, ringing. Button start the foreign. Oh my God, I'm gorgeous. I just put the key inside my pocket pocket. Might not get to see it. This a new Ferrari. Man in the mirror. How you choose to bother? Someone say they calling. I don't feel like talking. What? Everything could get returned the way I bought it. Phone be interrupting me while I'm recording. Phone be making women feel they unimportant. Call my doggy, say it's all the way retarded. Keep the all cause I am not using the form. In kitchen, I just finished up a new perform. Hater, wish you well. I got clientele. Got it off the scale. I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the beaches and one for the dough. Think I need two more. Lamp popping, I'm ring, ring, ringing. Count money while it ring, ring, ringing. Trap jumping, I'm ring, ring, ringing. I got two phones.
All right, that's enough of that. But for the other half of
William, no, actually, Ethan, Craig just or Colin, me, Craig just texted me, said he's listening. So
oh. Well, this one's
one of the other thirds.
This one goes out to Ethan. It's a it is one of 12 Golden Country classics.
Oh no.
Enjoy.
My dinner's on fire while she watches TV. And if you ever wondered what it's like to be me, she takes all my money and leaves me no smokes. Yells at my buddies and insults my folks. I'm breaking my back, doing the best that I can. She's got time for the dog.
I love Ween so much.
I can only listen to Silky Balls for so long, you know what I mean? It has a very specific shelf life.
It really does. Yeah. I've listened to that song like 4 or 5 times.
Wait, I love that it's the 12 greatest country hits and there's 10 tracks. That's the best.
That's a major studio album, by
the way.
Oh
my god. I was impressed.
Oh boy.
I was impressed. That's some good stuff right there.
They were playing, they played a couple songs from it when I was there.
Really?
They played a, what's it called, Blue Mountain. It's just a song about coke.
Oh no.
And every time they like brought up, like, cause like Gene Ween had like a huge heroin addiction. So every time like there was a drug song, they were like, yeah, F heroin.
Just reminding everybody.
Powder Blue, that's what it's called.
Yeah, Powder Blue.
Yeah. And they also played Help Me Scrape the Mucus Off My Brain, which is a banger. God,
they're so crazy.
I know. It's insane. We're in the last 8 minutes here. So is there anything else you want to like tell the people before we get into our last track, which is just incredible?
I don't even know what our last track is. I don't know. I guess I went to a show last week too, actually.
Oh, what'd you go to?
Because I went to Domi and JD Beck.
Oh, who'd you take?
Craig.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So Craig and I went. We got there like maybe like 25 minutes late. It was at the City Winery, which was actually like an interesting venue. We like get in and it's just like, I kind of felt like I was in a bingo hall in a nursing home.
That's awesome.
And so they like showed us to our seats and there's like pitchers of water and you can like fill up your own glass and they're like, oh, you can order on the menu. And like Craig and I got a burrata pizza.
Oh.
Just like, and they brought it to our table.
Like during the set?
Like during the set. We were just like sitting there and they're like, oh, is this for you? And I was like, yeah. And we were in like the fourth row. We were like right next to them.
How were they?
They were so good.
Okay, awesome.
They were amazing. Like they're going places. It was pretty amazing to watch. So, they're really good performers too. Like I wasn't sure if they were just gonna sit there and like be super talented, which they did do, but they were also like very funny and very like in touch with the audience. It was great.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I was going to go to Ella's show with Amy because it was her birthday, but then we ended up having like way too much work, and so we just stayed home. I'm sad I missed it because I was
really my excited. Parents went to her show in New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They said it was good. They said she did it.
Everything I heard from it sounded really good. So.
And also, I listened to her new album. It's actually very, very good.
It's good. Her stuff's getting really good.
Yeah. No, I texted her saying, like, I think this is the best project.
Yeah.
It's doing well.
So, we have seven minutes left, but guess what?
What?
Do you know a band called the Butthole Surfers?
No, enlighten me.
So they were 90s, like, not grunge, like alt rock, whatever. I hate the term grunge because it's really stupid. So the four big grunge bands all sound totally different, but I'm not going to get into that. Nirvana covered their stuff on the Unplugged album.
Really?
And yeah, they were friends and all the other stuff. This is my favorite Butthole Surfers track. It's great. It's off of an album called Independent Worm Saloon.
This is like, these are like the most Tufts names. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if like the Butthole Surfers like came out of a liberal arts school in Vermont. Like, you know what I mean?
I guarantee you what you're thinking they're going to sound like, they don't.
No, I can. You said grunge, and I literally have no idea what to expect right now.
This is who was in my room last night, and we'll be back to say goodbye, and then that'll be it. So enjoy. Cool.
I'm flying. de Mayo's on Tuesday. And I hoped we'd see each other again. You killed my brother last winter. You shot him 3 times in the back. In the night, I still hear mama weeping. Oh, mama still dresses in black. I looked at every fiesta for you. I wanted to greet. Maybe I'd sell you a cheap